Well, this is a big story. It hits close to home personally and professionally when a change like this happens after, my goodness, so many years that we have dealt with one person for the auto shows. It 34 years for me with the DADA and dealing with the executive director, Rod Elberts. Rod, I remember when you started. I remember when you courted your lovely wife, Tammy. I remember all this. We go back a long way, and it seems kind of hard to believe that we're coming to the end of a road here, the end of a great road, by the way, Rod Elberts.
You know, it's been a great 34 years, and I never thought, you know, when I moved here from California in with Topsiders and No Socks On back in December of 1990 that I'd be here this long. But, you know, it's worked out pretty well. And, you know, good friends that I've made, I mean, a great friend with you and all you've done and Charity Preview and the money we've raised. It's been a great time and a great run. But I just want to make sure, you know, I leave in a good place with a future and a new vision with young and youth coming in. And Sam coming out of Lansing and being a go green kind of guy, I think we got the right guy for the job.
He is a Michigan State grad, which gets some points right away on the Michigan State radio station, the voice of the Spartans, WJR. And he's been in broadcasting, so he can relate to what it is we do, because he was the head, if you will, of the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, the MAB, the same people that made WJR the top station in Michigan many, many times. Happily inducted me after I went into the National Radio Hall of Fame into the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So, you know, a Michigan native, Sam Clement, is coming in with welcoming arms. Sam, welcome to this new job as co-executive director with Rod for the next year to walk you through the year and the auto show. Welcome, Sam.
Well, thank you very much. And I was going to say, you know, the last time that you and I were together, we were on stage as you were accepting the Station of the Year at the MAB. So it's good to hear from you again.
Well, it's so nice to be here with you and to take a career broadcaster, association management to professional, joining the DADA team. And Rod, the idea that you and your partners in the DAD have come up with, the idea of having this year with you guys as co-executive directors is the smartest move I've heard ever to make sure everything goes smoothly into this next auto show.
You know, a lot of times in Detroit when you have situations change with leadership, everybody, it's like a real cutoff, and then you start anew. And, you know, you think about it, it's kind of a relay race. You want to make sure you leave it in a good place, and the handoff that we're doing is really perfect. There's a lot to learn here. You know, we spent a lot of time in Lansing, you know, with a lot of affairs for dealers and all that too, but our brand being the auto show, you know, it's being reimagined, it's being reinvented, and a youth and vision and all that Sam brings to it and working as a team and his experience, he's going to be a great, great asset. But by gosh, I look back on all the things Bob Lutz going through with Mary Coleman Young, going through the glass at Celine Dion, and my gosh, all the things we've been through over the years, the cattle down, you know, Congress and Washington. Yeah. Where does it end? You know, there's so much, right?
I just love it. I'm so happy when you bring up some of these memories. And Sam, coming to the DADA from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, where he was president and CEO since 2021, you are in for a great time, Sam. That's all I can promise you. And do know that me personally, but more importantly, this entire radio station, WJR, has always been on the side of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, the individual dealers, which I've always said, you couldn't have a better neighbor than a car dealer. If you have a car dealer in your neighborhood's going to be planted with flowers, and they're going to be sponsoring the Little League teams and providing uniforms and all kinds of good things. It doesn't get any better than this. And the DADA, along with the auto show and so many other things that you're going to be involved with, Sam, you're going to have a ball. I can promise you that.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. And as you mentioned, that was part of the big intrigue of this opportunity, is because I know how big of a deal the auto industry, our dealers are in Metro Detroit. And this auto show is an institution, and to be a part of that, to be a part of its history and its future, it's exhilarating.
And for you, I know, because we've had so many conversations over the last few years, Rod Elbert's never easy to make a decision like this, but you felt the timing was just right.
You and I have had many conversations over the years. You know, there all things come to a point of time of change, and my gosh, the industry has changed so much too that as we watched it, hyper change. You know, I just knew it was time for me. You know, I'm 67 now, and you know, I got here at 34 years old. But and the day you think will never come does come. But it's good for the family, good for, you know, at home with my wife Tammy, and time to look to the next chapter. But I'm so excited because it's in my heart with DADA and what we've done for the community with Charity Preview and other things too, and my relationship with you. Moving forward, I want to have Sam as the perfect guy. Somebody like that you want to be a part of the association, and he's really going to do an amazing job, I know.
Well, this is a perfect time, and it's a perfect handoff. If Sam just had to come in and say goodbye, see you, Rod, thanks for everything, it would be impossible. But the fact that you're going to stay through the next auto show is going to be so helpful to Sam. And in fact, we've taken a time off to get the auto show back in January. What else can you tell us? When is the next auto show?
Charity Preview is going to be on January 10th. So keep that in mind. And, you know, we had for a couple years there where you didn't have to worry about bringing out your winter coats and all that. But we're back to it. I think everybody likes that winter time, and, you know, we're all, you know, cabin fever, but a chance to raise money for all those charities again. And then we'll have public day starting on the 11th, you know, going through that next weekend, which is Martin Luther King weekend, which makes a longer run for the show for the public. So I count on another track being added to the show this year, that we're going to have more activations and opportunity. Well, we want to put people in cars and energize the community about the excitement with the show and about buying that next car. So get ready for January 2025.
And, Sam, you take over an endeavor from Rod Elbert's that has an economic impact of well over $8 billion over the last 25-plus years. So it is a very big deal. Now, I'm just going to tell you one thing before I let you go. You don't have to keep using that really deep radio voice that you've just used throughout the interview here, because Sam's real voice is, "Hello, Paul, nice to talk to you." But you see, he's such a broadcaster, he's using that radio voice.
You know, that's been developed over 17 years of being in the industry, so it'll be hard to shed that. But I'm excited, and you know, I do want to, you know, thank Rod, because you know, you made a good point earlier that this transition going from, you know, if he would have just stopped right now, it wouldn't have been great. But to have that long runway to be able to pick his brain over the next couple of months and see the behind the scenes, I think that really sets us up for a positive future. So I'm excited.
Hey, Paul, I can talk at a really low voice too.
Not as low as him. You know, I can't thank you enough, but I'm not really saying goodbye. You're around through January of next year. But I've said it before, I'll say it again. You've saved the Detroit Auto Show. People don't fully understand that. And what would the Motor City be without a motor show? And that's happened in a lot of places, but not here because of Rod Elbert's. Congratulations, Sam. We'll look forward to working with you as well as we continue.